This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The annual Second Harvest Mobile Food Bank has again made the lives of hundreds of Washington families a little brighter with the help of the beef community. The three-day food distribution took place last week in Toppenish, Yakima, and Ellensburg, where FFA advisor Sammy Jo Sims says her kids love this event.
Well, the FFA, we always love to help give back to our community, and a lot of our students are involved in the beef community, just looking for ways to give back to those in our community that are in need. And, you know, the kids are happy to help. As soon as we found out about this event, we felt in years past, and all the kids were just super anxious to jump back on board and help out in any way they could.
Sim says no matter where you live, there are always people who could use a helping hand.
True. Yes, there are. There are. And we're just very thankful that here in Ellensburg that we're able to help, you know, our neighbors that are in need through this program.
Sim says the Beef Counts program is all about giving back to our communities.
It has beef producers. They donated $4,625 to Beef Counts today for this event and to buy more beef to give out to our neighbors in need.
This year, the program handed out over 28,000 pounds of food to nearly 900 families.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
The annual event is put on by the Washington Beef Commission and the Beef Counts program.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.